Hey, hey, so this is a new segment that we're bringing onto the podcast. It's called 10 Minutes with Tim.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this. Tim Fisk, who is a salon owner and a business coach for Salon Summit.
Yeah, no doubt. He's going to be sharing some business ideas and some business coaching with our listeners. And, you know, we're just really happy to have Tim with us. Hey, hey, welcome to your day off. My name is Corey, and of course, I'm sitting next to my buddy, Tony. What's up, Tom?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Nothing, man. We get 10 more minutes with Tim today.
All right, I'm excited, man. We got another co-host with us today.
That's right. We got another special guest.
Miss Katie May.
Hi,
Katie
May. How's it going?
What's up, Katie? Well, awesome. Welcome to, this is your first 10 minutes with Tim, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I'm excited.
That's 10 minutes. Awesome. Can't wait to introduce you to Tim.
Well, we never stay on time because he has... We run it over because we're like, you know, his biggest fans. As he's talking, we're, you know, asking all these questions because, you know, especially for me, the last time we did this was with social media. And I was just sitting there with my pen. I had 1,000 questions that, you know, I just wanted to pick his brain. So we end up, you know, I think 30 minutes or so. But it was longer than 10 minutes, I'll tell you that.
I think maybe we have to change the name, right? Maybe it can't be 10 minutes. Maybe it's just time with Tim.
There you go, yeah.
But then now we sound like cellmates.
Right.
So maybe time with Tim isn't the good one either. I don't know. We'll have to discuss and see if we have to change the name. But if we make a 10-minute promise, forget the promise. You know, it's just good content, right? It creates value.
Absolutely.
That's it. Shall we jump in?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, Mr. Tim Fisk, welcome back to 10 Minutes with Tim.
Hey guys, hello, hello. It's good to be here.
Thanks, sir. Welcome back.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about retailing for referrals, okay? And I can see like the collective eye roll whenever I bring up the R word, which is retail.
Right.
Right? Everybody's like, just like, do we have to have this conversation? You know, yes, we have to have the conversation. Let's have it. Because, you know, in my salon company, it's really not about selling retail. And I want to make sure that today, during our time, we talk about the connection between getting products in our guests' hands and them sending in their friends. Because there is a true connection there. And that's what I want to talk about today.
Wait a sec, Tim. That seems a little far-fetched. So you're telling me, hold on. So if we can sell retail, that they're going to send their friends in? How does that work?
Yeah. So here it is. Like, what is the number one way that you get new guests?
Right. Referrals.
Referrals. Exactly.
Boom.
And so word of mouth, right? Referrals, word of mouth. So here's the thing. It's like, I go and see Tony and I'm his client. I didn't wake up on Tuesday and say, you know what? I'm going to recommend somebody to Tony today. That's not something that's on anybody's to-do list. Sorry. What has to happen for me in order for me to recommend Tony to somebody? I have to receive a compliment about my hair, right?
Wow. Tim, you look great.
Thanks so much. I see Tony. He's been doing my hair for 10 years. You got to go check him out, man. Here's a referral card, actually, $20 off with Tony.
Awesome.
So I need to get that compliment, right? And there's a couple ways that that's happening now in 2018. Those compliments are happening in real time, which is awesome. That's the gold right there. They're also happening on social media because stylists and their guests are posting beautiful photos of them on social media. And then the compliments are coming in the form of comments and likes. Right. So we're really looking for, at the end of the day, to build referrals and to build our business. We're looking to make sure that our guests get as many compliments as possible.
Yes.
You've heard it before, like the walking, talking billboard for your brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So in order to make sure that guest has as many opportunities to get those compliments, we have to teach them how to do their hair at home. So if you're doing like the best balayage or the best highlight on your guest and they look great for 3 days, then they wash their hair and wear it in a top knot for 5 weeks, you're not making sure that guest is getting all the compliments, are you?
That totally makes sense, Tim.
Okay. So you see where I'm going with this, you guys? This is all going to start to tie in and tie together.
Absolutely.
We have to teach our guests how to do their hair at home. We have to teach them, number one, because they paid for a beautiful experience in your chair and they deserve to know how to recreate that look at home. There's like way too much ego involved if you're just making them look beautiful for the time that they're with you and you're not teaching them how to recreate it later on. Would you agree?
I totally agree with that.
I mean, that totally makes sense, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they deserve it and we owe it to them as their stylist to take care of them for those weeks in between visits. number one. And number two, we're looking to build our business always. I don't care if you've been behind the chair for 30 years, you're going to eventually have to be replacing your guests. You're constantly needing to inject new blood into your guest count. And you're going to do that by through referrals. And so we want to make sure that we're getting the best referral opportunities from our guests because they look great in between appointments.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the number one thing that you should write down is, you know, tell, don't sell. We're not selling retail. We're teaching our guests how to do their hair at home. People are already spending hundreds of dollars to get services from the stylist. They're totally okay spending money on shampoo, conditioner, and styling products to walk out, right? Everybody wants to walk out of a store with a handlebag. That's really what people are going for. In the salon, you might have heard me say this before. In the salon, we have a unique opportunity to create a fun consumer experience for the guests in purchasing retail because we're showing them how to use it. We're using it on them. They can smell it. They can touch it. We're telling them they look amazing, right? It's why the MAC counter does makeovers because that's how you sell makeup, right? It's the same exact concept. So we are creating this beautiful guest experience for consuming the retail by teaching them how to do their hair at home. And we're making that part of the service.
So Tim, I have heard this before. This is not very, you know, a lot of people talk about this, how you do that with your educating instead of trying to sell. But what does that look like? Because I feel like I still have not got it. 12 years into doing hair, I still can't figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, we're all really busy and you guys might see like 8, 10, 12 guests a day. And it's just like, you know, hi, how are you? How are the kids? Next, hi, how are you? How are the kids? We have to kind of pause for a minute and like think about how we're going to elevate the guest experience by inserting, when we have time, a hair lesson into their experience. So one of the things that I coach to my service providers is when you're planning out your day, if you have a little bit of extra time, I want you to put in a styling lesson for that guest. And literally, it looks something like this. So it's like, you know, Kim, you know, we have a little bit of extra time today. Would it be okay if we do a styling lesson? I'd love to like show you how to do date night hair, right?
Yeah, I love
that. Now, yeah, exactly. Kim's going to be like, oh my God, that's awesome. Let's do it, right?
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't want it, right? Or here's your everyday look, Kim. We're gonna do two looks today. I want to give you your everyday look, and then I'm going to show you how to like just amp it up a little bit and give you date night hair. Consider a styling lesson as like almost like a consultation that you build into a first visit with a guest, or you should really be building it into every visit, but you don't necessarily allocate time, extra time for it. When you have a little bit of extra time, just start there and ask the guest permission if it's okay if you give them a styling lesson. And that's the key. Because once you ask permission from the guest, now they're a captive audience. Now they're listening to every single word you say. And now we've opened the door to educating and telling about the products that we use.
So really you're just asking for engagement, right?
Yeah, we're asking them to pay attention, right?
Hey, right. Because how many times have you heard that clients are like, it never looks like this at home, right?
And that's exactly.
Every day, right?
Right. And that's not their fault. That's the hairdresser's fault, right? It's my fault. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll forgive ourselves for not doing that, and then we'll move forward and we'll start teaching them how to do the hair.
That's right.
So you might want to consider like a brand promise. If you're thinking about your brand, like another thing that I coach to is to say, you know, it's my brand promise that my guests do not have bad hair days. So we're going to teach you how to do your hair at home during the course of this service so that you really understand how to recreate your look at home. That could be a beautiful ending to your consultation, which then kind of puts a bug in their ear that, okay, we're going to start paying attention now when the service provider brings up products and techniques that I can use at home.
That's pretty smart, isn't it? Not only that, I commit you as well. You're both committed to that conversation.
Right.
There you have it.
Brand promise, right?
That's right.
So I guess the answer to the question is just like, try to work in some specific verbiage into that service where you say, I'm going to teach you how to do your hair at home, right? It doesn't have to be some elegant kind of secret, right? We can just make it really obvious that we're going to do that. And then, like you said, it holds both sides accountable at that point.
By doing that, it increases your value. You know what I mean? So obviously, down the road, you can raise your prices. It just makes you more valuable.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, it's just about the value and what they're paying for. You know, nobody minds spending money as long as there's a value.
Yeah,
I agree.
And you know, we talked about this with social media. The photo shoot is becoming part of the experience now that people are expecting. And I said this when we talked about social media, and I'll say this here. Like, I'm not saying go out there and carve out 15 minutes for a styling lesson with every single one of your guests over the course of the next month. That's not realistic, right? We have to start somewhere at the beginning, and we'll start to eventually kind of work it all in so that, you know, at the end of the day, we're training our guests to be inquisitive and to purchase products within our salon or our suite, and walk out kind of with the knowledge to recreate their looks at home. So it's just something that's going to take time, and we have to work it in when we can.
And when they can do it, guess who notices? All their friends, right? All the people that they're around all the time, that all of a sudden they say, you know what? Wow, your hair looks great all the time. You know what I mean? Right. Where do you go?
Right. Exactly.
And Tony.
And, you know, in the world of selfies and ussies, you know, it's like they're in the public eye, so to speak, you know, more than they ever have been, really.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, with social media, we have this now unique advantage on the referrals game because we're able to post their look that day, and it has more of a permanence on social media because it's the photo that's just sitting there. Right.
Sure.
So, but at the end of the day, like, and you would agree to this, you know, somebody actually engaging with a real human being saying, oh my God, you look incredible, or you look fabulous. The endorsement is going to be over the moon for the stylist at that point. So we really don't want to lean too much on social media and on the photos that we take the day of service. We want to empower our guests to be able to recreate their looks at home so that they get those compliments in real life.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's so smart, you know. So what does that conversation look like? So as you're recreating their hair, like, how does what's that conversation look like as far as bringing the retail in and getting it into their hands?
So, you know, one of the things that I train all of my new stylists to do is to tell the guest every single product they used and why. And kind of back to that same concept, if the guest is paying hundreds of dollars to get their hair done, you know, honestly, the use of those products has been built into the price, and they deserve to know exactly what products you're using on their hair. Consider actually using verbiage that talks about why you specifically chose the product for them. So if you're using like a hydrate shampoo or something, say, you know, I was thinking about you coming in today, and I was really looking forward to seeing you because I wanted to introduce you to this hydrate shampoo. It's perfect for you because blank.
Wow. Like it's almost prescriptive, right?
I love that. And I do that a lot too, or I try to explain what I'm using, you know, everything. But I do have some people, you know, like Sally, who's been coming to me for 5 or 6 years. I mean, I wouldn't want to do that to her every time. What would you suggest for that?
For Sally, what we want to do is just really be checking in with her. And it's kind of what I do when I'm coaching people to reintroduce a consultation into a long-term client's experience. Yeah, you know, we haven't checked in a while on how you're doing with recreating these looks at home. Can we actually like kind of revisit this as part of the service today, Sally? Because I know we just haven't had that conversation in a little bit.
That makes sense.
That's totally smart, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and like you're re-engaging, mm-hmm. right? Like, oh, he does care about me. It's not just how are the kids and stuff. That's pretty strong.
That is strong.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, your guests get to see an expert in hair 6 to 8 times a year, if you're lucky, right? So those 6 to 8 times, you really have to consider with integrity how much of yourself and your expertise you're passing on to your guests, and how much of it is being reserved for like personal chit-chat, which is totally valuable and really important part of the experience. I'm not saying it's not, but we have to find the balance. And when we're in charge, we're the ones in charge of the experience. We're the ones that are actually going to have to carve out professional time and personal time in the conversation.
I feel like such a failure today. I feel like I'm failing. I need to reevaluate my weeks, man.
If you want to be more successful, I think at implementing any of these tips, whatever we talk about, you know, you might want to consider just planning out your day in the morning before you start. Take 15 minutes. Everybody in my salon company, they're required to come in 15 minutes before their shift, and they're literally planning out their day and how they're going to give the guests things like photo shoots and additional service offerings and hair styling lessons, et cetera, and what kind of products they want to use or even what products they had purchased in the past that we want to check in with them on. I think just bringing intentionality to your day is going to up your game in a big way. And you're going to see it in both the products that your guests are purchasing, but then in the referrals because they're so connected.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, I think those who don't spend that 15 minutes probably gets overwhelmed by trying to think about it, right? It's like, wow, it's so much work or so much to do. But if you take that 15 minutes in the beginning of your day and just plan it out on your sheet, who, you know, where you have the time and what to do, it makes it part of your routine. And that way you're not struggling, like, you know, feeling overwhelmed by trying to.
You know, especially if you know your guest, right? Like you can picture her before she even comes in. You know, she has not bought any shampoo or whatever in a while. I need to figure out what's going on there.
Right.
You know, and you're kind of prepared.
That conversation, right?
Yeah.
When I was real stringent on planning out my day, what happens is that like if I planned on doing something with my first guest and I didn't do it, it puts way more pressure through the day. Like oh my gosh, I've got to provide retail for my next client because the first one I forgot. So it creates this extra pressure inside of you and it kind of keeps you on your toes, right?
And you've gone through it, right? So in your head, you're like, oh God, I have to make sure I'm checking off because I just went through this. And it almost holds you more accountable, I think.
1,000% like, hold you more accountable. Absolutely. Hold you more accountable to yourself, which is the awesome part, right?
Yeah.
You know, awesome.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
So, you know, our word, it's not such a bad word, right? It's not such a terrible word at the end of the day. If we approach it in the right way, it's to benefit our guests at the end of the day and really help them feel as good about themselves every single day as they did when they left the salon. And that's the goal.
That's ultimately. Amazing.
You know, if we have, if you guys want to learn a little bit more about retail, we do have this awesome product at Summit. It's called Conquering Retail Phobia. It features Christy Valenzuela and Michael Cole, like two people. Can you imagine like a cooler group of people to listen to talk about retail? And it's actually like, if you're going to go down that rabbit hole, those are the two people you really want to do it with. So I highly recommend that product if it's something you want to explore more.
That's awesome. And that can be found on the Summit site.
Yeah, summitsalon.com, and just click on the products tab, and it's right there, Conquering Retail Phobia.
Hey, Tim, I want to finish just the way I started it off. Tim, you still look amazing.
Thank you so much. I see Tony. Here's $20 off.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
No, brother.
Tim, thanks for giving us you know, more than 10 minutes of Tim, and I hope everybody still finds value in it. Tim, thank you very, very much for joining us on your day off.
Yeah, y'all have a good day.